Hi. I'm here for your massage. I'm pretty sure that I have the right address. Is this you? Yeah. Maybe you forgot that you booked a massage. Oh, a gift. Well, that is just wonderful. I love when people treat their friends to the gift of relaxation. And by the looks of you, and I say it with love, you seem like you could use a relaxing day. May I come in? Thank you. Oh, don't mind all of this. I'm used to lugging it around. Yeah, I became an at-home massage therapist because not everyone has access to transportation or may have different medical stuff that comes up where they can't necessarily go out. So I have my practice on the go. Yep. That way I can accommodate anybody who wants to relax because everybody deserves that. Don't you agree? Exactly. I'm Elle, by the way. I am a licensed massage therapist. I've been practicing for 10 years. I'm also a yoga instructor, which is why I have on a full yoga outfit. You'll have to forgive me. I should probably look into getting a proper uniform, but I find this to be a lot more comfortable, especially when I'm doing such strenuous work, which massages can be. Is it okay if I set up my table right here? Okay, awesome. Yeah, they make massage tables that you can take on the go. It's very, very sturdy, I promise. I've had people with large bodies on here, people with small bodies. I've never had an issue, so don't worry about that. And I've also brought sheets. They're very, very soft. You want to feel? I know. They're nice, right? There we are. Now, you want to undress? You can wear as little or as much clothing as you like. I recommend that I go into the other room. You can keep your underwear on, and then you can use this towel to cover yourself in a way that makes you feel comfortable. And then when I get back, we can discuss the type of massage that you're looking for, okay? Okay. Is it okay for me to come back in? All right. Great. So, before we get started, I'm wondering, would you like a little bit of ambiance? I have some water. Yeah. I have the sounds of the ocean. And I have music. Rain. I do actually have rain. And I guess it helps that it is drizzling just a bit outside. Let me put that on for you, just very quietly in the background. How's that volume? Okay, great. Why don't you start by taking a deep breath? Just like that. Inhale as much as you can. Hold it. And exhale slowly. That's perfect. Now, let's talk a bit about the type of massage that you're looking for. Have you been under a lot of stress recently? I can see it in your face. Have you been overworked? Yeah. Undertouched. No, I mean that. Most people thrive from physical touch. If it's okay with you, I'm gonna start by putting some of this silky smooth oil on your back. And we can continue discussing your goals. I just want to get your muscles warmed up and used to my touch. Is that okay? Excellent. There we go. How is that? Very gentle to start. So like I was saying, physical touch can be healing for people. And I definitely see myself as someone who thrives off of touch. I mean, I think that's part of why I became a massage therapist. Can you feel some of the stress melting? And if it's okay, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to picture all of the stress and anxiety dripping off of your body onto the floor, leaving you entirely with every touch. Relax your shoulders and your neck. Let yourself really embrace my touch. Is that okay? How is that feeling? Good. Good. I want you to think about your favorite place to go. Visualize it in your mind. Even if it's somewhere you've never been before, it doesn't even have to be a real place. I want you to fill your mind with images of beauty and peace and comfort. I'm going to increase the pressure a bit, if that's okay. If it's ever too much, all you need to do is say, please reduce. And I will do that. No questions asked, okay? Okay, great. I'm gonna move down your back a bit. Nice deep breaths, okay? Feel my hands unleashing all of that tension. It's okay to let go. You're safe here. It's okay to embrace my touch. Yes. Think about that place that I mentioned earlier. And then I want you to feel the breeze on your face. The sun beating down on you. The sand or the grass, whatever it is underneath you. Are you doing okay? Wonderful. The more that I touch you, the more I can feel how you've longed to be touched. Is that right? It can be very healing, like I said before. The connection between you and someone else, even if I'm a bit of a stranger. you feel my soft hands moving down your back, pressing into you gently but firmly, safe in my warm embrace. I'm going to move lower now. Is that all right? Okay. The low back carries a lot of tension. Yeah, you feel that. I can feel that you've been carrying quite a bit. And it seems like you haven't had a place or a time to release in the way you deserve. Is it okay if I get on top of you and apply the pressure of my body? I'm rather small and it can be helpful to use my knees on your back. If you feel that I'm too heavy, I can get off. Yeah? Okay. Okay, it may feel intense at first, but I want you to just breathe, okay? Your muscles are so tight, and we need to loosen them up. Take a deep breath in. Okay, ready? I'm gonna push down. I know it's intense. Just keep breathing. Oh, that's perfect. I can feel you releasing. That's exactly what we want. And while my knees work your back, I'm gonna bend down and use my hands to gently massage your neck and whisper in your ear, "You deserve to feel good. You deserve to feel safe. You deserve to feel calm and peaceful. Let your tensions drip down onto the floor. Feel my touch on your back, on your neck, my warm breath in your ear. Yes, exactly like that. It's okay to moan out in pleasure. Sound. I'm going to get off of you now and move to your legs. Is that okay? Perfect. There we go. Doesn't your back already feel better? When you're feeling a lot of stress, your back can be seriously affected because your spine is attached to so many large muscles. Exactly. And so sometimes more sustained pressure is needed to release those groups. Yeah. I'm gonna move to your legs, okay? These are also tight, but not as bad as your back. I'll start with your left leg. You feel quite strong. Yeah. But I hope you know that when you're here with me, you don't have to be strong. You can just allow yourself to relax. Yeah. Exactly. Just moving my hands in pressured circular motions around your muscles. Making my way down with the smooth slick oil down to your calf. To your ankle. And I'll save your feet for last. Onto the other leg. Oh, this leg feels tighter. Maybe you have nervous energy and you bounce this leg around when you're working. I do that too. That's why I know. There we go. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. Yeah. Embrace my touch. Oh, that's perfect. I'm gonna move lower. Down to your calf. Releasing that tight pent-up tension. And now for your feet. You know, for a body part that does an awful lot for us, the feet get neglected. Yeah. If I may, you may also benefit from a regular pedicure. If you decide to see me again, that's something that I can offer next time. Yeah. I'm also a licensed esthetician. So, I can do both. But for now, let me massage these tired soles. How is that? Good. Perfect. Feel the weight of the day leave your tired, sweet soles. Keep breathing in and out, in and out. Very good. That's perfect. Lastly, I want to massage your scalp, if that's okay. The scalp has lots and lots of nerve endings, and it can truly lead to a state of deep relaxation when stimulated. May I? I will warn you, due to the oil on my hands, you will need to shower. But as long as you're okay with that, I would be happy to add that in to this massage free of charge. You deserve it. Okay. Great. Here we are. There we go. That's perfect. Have you enjoyed your massage? I'm so glad to hear that. You certainly deserve to feel good. Of course. Everyone deserves to feel good. You seem to really like this. It feels kind of incredible, right? Feeling my fingers massaging every inch of your scalp. Feeling my nails give gentle scratches. Yes. Just lean into it. Let me make you feel good and relaxed. Gentle, warm, rough. I'm going to get you a glass of water now. And if you would like, you can schedule to have me come back as early as next week if you want. Of course, I would love to come back and see you. For now, you can lie here as long as you need. I'll get you that water, and we can figure out our next appointment, okay? Perfect. Here's your water. Feel free to sit up. I did want to mention, I do offer a more unconventional means of relaxation, if that's something you might be interested in. And to be frank, it looks like you are interested, judging by the bowl under your towel. It's perfectly natural. There's nothing to worry about. It only makes sense that you would feel aroused after having a woman use her body to make you feel good. Of course. So, if it's okay with you, why don't you take off that towel and your underwear? Then lay on your back on the massage table. Yes. Perfect. I'm going to start by putting a bit of oil on my hands. Do I have your permission to massage your cock? I promise it's completely fine and it's completely natural. There's nothing wrong with having an erection. And if I am completely honest, I like it. Of course I do, because it means that you're relaxed and comfortable. Ah, there we are. How does that feel? If you like, you can move over a bit on the table, and I can lay next to you and whisper in your ear while I stroke you. Yeah? Okay. Okay, there we go. That's much better. How does that feel? Your cock is so very hard. Yes, it is. And there is some pre-cum. Do you want to see what's underneath this tiny top? I can just pull my breasts out and show you them. Visual stimulation is just another form of relaxation. Look at my soft, perky breasts nuzzled into your body while I stroke your cock and whisper how wonderful and sexy you are in your ear. You're so sexy. You've even made me feel a bit aroused. Yes, it's true. Is that speed okay? Or do you want me to go faster? Oh, you want me to use my mouth? I'm so glad that you felt comfortable enough to ask. I would be delighted to massage your cock with my tongue. Let me just reposition myself. Here we are. You don't have to close your eyes. Back to your cock now, but I'll keep my hand on your balls and just gently massage them. Ew. you like when I use my tongue like that. And just keep your cock all the way in my mouth. And just use my tongue to stroke underneath it. I try not to gag. I want you to be relaxed. Sorry about that. I got a bit carried away. That's my throat. How does that feel? Oh, you're getting close. Okay. You have my permission to release that seed down my throat. Absolutely. I want you to feel maximum pleasure. Okay. There we are. That was delicious. Thank you so much. You've allowed me to help you relax, and that's the only thing I ever want. And I'm so glad that you were open to my more unconventional practices. Perhaps we could both go for some water. I'm sure you won't mind if I help myself to a glass. Perfect. And perhaps then we can discuss your next appointment, if you would like to make one. I would certainly love to see you again.